Lesson 30. Nephi receives great power. Purpose: to teach the children that through the power and authority of the priesthood, Jesus Christ guides and blesses his followers and his church. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Helaman chapter 10. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading. Helaman chapter 11, verses 1 through 18. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A Book of Mormon for each child. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Begin your class with the lights turned off. Ask the children if they have noticed something unusual. Ask someone to turn on the lights. Talk about the power of electricity that gives light. Discuss what things in the children's homes run on electricity. Stove, refrigerator, fans, tools, and so on. Explain that this lesson is about a different kind of power, a power stronger than electricity, the power of the priesthood of God. Alternate activity. For classrooms without electricity, see Enrichment Activity 1. Scripture account. Teach the children the account from Helaman chapter 10 of Nephi receiving the sealing power and the protection of the priesthood to do Heavenly Father's work. For suggested ways to teach the children the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. As Nephi went his way toward his own house, what was he doing? Helaman chapter 10, verses 2 and 3. What does it mean to ponder? To think about or consider deeply. What should we ponder or think about? Why had Nephi become discouraged as he labored to proclaim the gospel to the Nephites? Refer to Helaman chapter 10, verse 3. What was there about Nephi that pleased Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ? Helaman chapter 10, verse 4. How can we please them? Page 108. What blessings did Jesus Christ promise Nephi? Helaman chapter 10, verse 5. What does it mean that Nephi would not pray for anything that was contrary to Christ's will? How can we learn to follow Jesus Christ's will? What was Nephi given power to do? Helaman chapter 10, verses 6 through 10. What is the sealing power Nephi was given? Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verse 7. Refer also to Helaman chapter 10, verse 7. How can the sealing power of the priesthood bless us today? In the temple, our families can be sealed together forever. How does it make you feel to know your family can live together forever? If any of the children have gone to the temple to be sealed, you might ask them to share how they felt when they were sealed to their families. What did the Lord command Nephi to say to the people? Helaman chapter 10, verse 11. How did Nephi show his obedience when the Lord finished speaking to him? Helaman chapter 10, verse 12. In what ways does the Lord speak to us? How can we show obedience? Why didn't Nephi's revelation of the murder of the chief judge change the lives of the Nephites? Helaman chapter 10, verse 13. How was Nephi protected as he declared the word of God to these people? Helaman chapter 10, verses 15 through 17. What do you think it means that the power of God was with Nephi? How can the priesthood bless and protect us today? What effect did Nephi's teachings have on these people? Helaman chapter 10, verse 18. How have you and your family been blessed by the power of the priesthood? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Tell the children you are thinking of a word. Ask them to listen to the following descriptions and raise their hand when they know the word. It is the power of God. Through this power, the Lord blesses His children and His church. Those who hold this power represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who hold this power are appointed to do the things the Savior wants done. What is the name of this power? The priesthood. 2. Display the following word strips. Deacon, teacher, priest, elder, 12, 14, 16, 18. Read the following descriptions to the children one at a time and invite them to find the two word strips that fit the description and post them on the chalkboard. It would be more challenging for older children if the descriptions were read out of order. The descriptions for Aaronic priesthood duties are taken from the following: Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 46 through 59. The description for the office of an elder in the Melchizedek priesthood is taken from the following: Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verses 38 through 45. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verses 11 and 12. A. I have had the Aaronic priesthood conferred on me. I pass the sacrament. I may serve as a messenger for priesthood leaders. I collect fast offerings. I help care for church buildings and grounds. What am I? How old am I when I can be ordained? Word strips. Deacon. 12. Page 109. B. I hold the Aaronic priesthood. I have all the duties and powers of a deacon, and I prepare the bread and water for the sacrament. I may be assigned to be a home teacher. What am I? How old am I when I can be ordained? Word strips. Teacher. 14. C. I hold the Aaronic priesthood. I have all the duties and powers of a deacon and a teacher, and I can administer, bless, the sacrament. I have the authority to baptize, help with ordinations of other Aaronic priesthood holders, and take charge of meetings when there are no Melchizedek priesthood holders present. I help church members live the commandments. What am I? How old am I when I can be ordained? Word strips. Priest. 16. D. I hold the Melchizedek priesthood. I may serve a full-time mission. I am called to teach, expound, exhort, baptize, and watch over the church. I may give the gift of the Holy Ghost, conduct meetings, bless little children, administer to the sick, and bless family members. What am I? How old am I when I can be ordained? Word strips. Elder. 18. Ask the children to name one thing they have learned about the duties of these four priesthood offices. 3. Tell the following story about priesthood power. Elder Hugh B. Brown was a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. When Elder Brown was younger, he was an officer in the Canadian Army and was sent to England to fight in World War I for the King of England. Elder Brown liked being an officer for the King, for he had power to do many things for the King. One morning, Elder Brown got a phone call. A soldier who was in the hospital wanted Elder Brown to come and see him. Many soldiers in the hospital had asked Elder Brown to visit them. They knew that as an officer he had power from the King to send them home. As Elder Brown went to the hospital, he thought of the power he had as an officer. He felt pleased that he could speak for the King and decide if soldiers should stay or go home. When Elder Brown went into the soldier's room, the soldier did not ask to be sent home. Instead, he said, "Brother Brown, will you give me a blessing? I'm afraid I'm going to die, and I want you to ask God to let me live." Elder Brown was surprised. The soldier had not sent for him because he was an officer and could do the King's work. The soldier had sent for him because he had the priesthood and could do Heavenly Father's work. Elder Brown knew that the power of the King could not save the soldier's life. It would take the power of Heavenly Father to save the soldier. As he laid his hands on the soldier's head and gave him a blessing, he felt very humble. As Elder Brown left the hospital, he was not thinking about his power as an officer. He was thinking about his priesthood power. He knew that men must have the priesthood to do Heavenly Father's work on the earth. He was glad he had the priesthood and could do God's work. Adapted from Hubie Brown, Continuing the Quest, pages 26 and 27. 4. Give the children each one of the following or similar pictures of priesthood bearers using the priesthood. You can get the pictures from your meeting house library. Invite the children to show their picture and describe what ordinance is being performed in each picture and what office in the priesthood the boy or man holds. Page 110. Boy being baptized, number 62018. Girl being confirmed, number 62020. Passing the sacrament, number 62021. Ordination to the priesthood, number 62341. Administering to the sick, number 62342. Blessing the sacrament, number 62343. 5. Read and discuss Moroni chapter 3, which explains how priests and teachers are to be ordained by elders. 6. Read and discuss the 5th and 6th articles of faith. Help the children memorize these articles of faith. 5th article of faith. 6th article of faith. 7. Sing or read the words to The Priesthood is Restored, Children's Songbook, page 89. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear testimony of the blessing of the priesthood power in your life. Invite the children to share experiences when the priesthood has been a blessing in their lives. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Helaman chapter 10, verses 1 through 12 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. Note, if you decide to use the attention activity for next week's lesson, assign 3 class members ahead of time to do the role play. End of lesson 30. Nephi receives great power.